With Squarespace, you can do more than just build a website. You can build a business. Squarespace helps restaurants and hotels showcase signature offerings and experiences. And with Squarespace, consultants and photographers can create invoices to collect well-earned payments. You can even send email newsletters to keep in touch with your loyal customers. Done. So grow your business at squarespace.com. Get started with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your website or domain.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler, Carlos Ortiz alongside Marco Belletti is here in spirit. He's here, but I guess his voice, is it worse than mine was 2 weeks ago? I guess his voice is pretty shot.
Oh, yeah.
But he is here. He is here. So we are happy about that. And we finally, this is, as you may have heard, or maybe you have not, this is our final show. This is the final episode, I guess you could say, of the Bart Winkler Show, as it's known on the Infinity Sports Network. After this, there may be times that you see Carlos and I together. I hope to do some podcast on stuff, Into the Winklerverse, like and subscribe. But we are not going to have a show together again. Shall Carlos produce? It will be for other hosts. Should I host? It would be for other producers. And I don't know where those journeys are going to take us. So if you are tuning in right now and you're thinking, if you're a longtime fan and you're thinking, okay, I got to hear the final show. Yeah, we appreciate that. But like none of the like good stuff will probably happen until, like, you can watch this football game. You can watch this football game and then come back, because it's a pretty good football game. And I kind of want to be watching it as well. The Seahawks right now on top of the Rams, 14-13, a good back and forth as the fate of the NFC West is essentially on the line here tonight. And it's an interesting night for Sam Darnold. As you remember earlier in the season, Sam Darnold, I mean, he got beat up by the Rams pretty good. He threw four interceptions. And that came after the last time he saw the Rams, which was in the playoffs last year, and did not have that great of a night with 245 yards, an interception, and a touchdown. So that's kind of been a bugaboo. Some people say bugaboo, but that's kind of been a bugaboo and bugaboo for him. And then he's in the same position, Darnold is, that he was last year, where he is on a team that is playing pretty well. And if we were going to college football rank this thing, the Seahawks and the Rams would both be probably getting byes if we were to play it out that way. Patriots are 11-3, Broncos 12-2, and then these two teams, Rams and the Seahawks, both 11-3, but that's not how it works in the NFL. You win your division, you get a home game, and then if you are neck and neck with a team, let's say you're 14-3, but the other team in your division is 15-2, well, you are going to go play on the road. And that's what they did last year against the Rams in a game that got moved to Glendale, the stadium in Arizona. So he's in the same position. Obviously, he's going to want to not do the playoffs the same way he did last year. The Rams did just take the lead, another field goal. So it's 16-14 with 8 and change left to go in the third. So obviously, we'll follow that one here. I am glad that on this final show, as now I'm kind of real, I don't know that I've realized today. Well, let me just finish this. I am glad that there's a big game, and that we can talk about it after, because that, I think, has been my favorite part of the show. And I think it should be the favorite part of whoever does a show at this time, is that you get to react to what just happened. you get to react raw, and you have to be there. There is a certain level, I think, of talent and skill that you have to possess to do a show at this time slot, especially nationally. And I think that I've done a good job with it. I think that, you know, I don't even think I grew into it. I think I this is what I would have done anyway. You know, the reason I was so excited, I did Radio Milwaukee for a long time, but the reason I was excited to do a national show was a lot of the stuff that I've talked about nationally, I would be watching and talking about, let's say, locally anyway. Like, the Bucks are on, okay? My Milwaukee Bucks playing the Raptors, and while I am interested in it because, you know, the Bucks season is a train wreck, and I did put $8 on them when they were down 14-4, I think, if I can just see how they're doing right now. I would be watching Rams Seahawks. And when the NBA Finals and the playoffs are on, I'm staying up late at night to watch Warriors Clippers, you know, even in May when I got to get up and talk about the Brewers the next day. So I was excited to be able to have the opportunity to talk about everything. And yeah, you say, but you still talk a lot about your teams. Well, of course I do. My teams have been in the news a lot over the last 2 years, including today. There's a Giannis topic. He talked today finally and basically said, that's why I play both sides, because I'll always come out on top. He basically gave that answer. I'll read it off for you at some point in the show, if I remember to. But I would be reacting to this stuff anyway. And why I say it takes a certain level of maybe talent or skill is you got to be aware of what's going on. You got to be watching these games while you're hosting the show. Like, that's another thing. The game is on. A game that I will talk about and attempt to, quote unquote, break down, I'm trying to watch right now and then be able to break things down for you as Carlos gathers sound and we gather clips and we gather different tidbits about the game so that when coverage ends of this game or when you turn off the TV or whatever, we can like be a proper post-game show for it. So I do think that that has been exciting. That's one of the reasons why I like working mornings. You know, a lot of people in the business, they don't like working mornings. The prime slot is right in the middle of the day. The prime slot to work is right in the middle of the day. But the times I think that people listen the most are drive times. And then for this network, we have the most, we'll call it clearance, where we're on the most affiliates late at night. So we definitely get an audience that's going to come to us. But in the morning, you still have time to prep. You still have time to figure out what you want to say. At night, whatever take that I have about these games, I have to have immediately. I have to come with an opinion or come with some sort of angle about the games. And I would do it anyway. And a lot of people would do it anyway, but there's something exciting about getting that first crack, about having the first opportunity, the first lick at it. And the mornings, I've always thought, yeah, I'm the first. I'm the table setter. But really, it's at night because the game, you know, is going on, and we can react as things are going on, and we can react immediately after. So I'm glad. I'm saying this because I'm glad there is a game tonight that I am interested in. Now, my fault that I also put some wagers on it, and I've got Kyren Williams in fantasy and Kenneth Walker in another league. So my mind is scattered because, yes, I do need to watch the game for show reasons, but I'm also rooting for different things to happen. So here's how it's going to work tonight. I think throughout the night, we're just going to like spruce it up a little bit production-wise. Is that the plan, Carlos? I don't know. Carlos and I talked as if we were having a pre-show meeting right before the show. I don't think we've ever talked that much. That was kind of, as we were talking, I'm like, this is kind of weird.
Yeah, which is crazy because we only had our pre-show meeting for like 30 seconds, and it's the most we've ever got done productively before a show. So, yeah, there may be a little extra couple of bells and whistles. We will have a Guess What They Said sometime tonight. We will have the end of the Bartometer. We're the first time ever I'm actually going to be supervising the Bartometer. It's going to be helping me with a list. So that'll be fun. And, you know, we'll have all of our normal bells and whistles that we would on a Thursday. Just a little sprinkle knowing that we're not here tomorrow. So whatever flies, flies.
Or Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday.
Or ever.
Or ever on the Infinity Sports Network again. I will say, though, in our little pre-show meeting, we actually didn't get anything done. I think a lot of the things, the questions and answers we had together were, we'll figure it out. We didn't get anything done. What are you talking about?
That's pretty much how we've been doing it the last year and a half.
I know. We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how it's going to happen. But it is going to happen. And it will happen with glee and joy and maybe a little anger. We'll see. We'll see how the night takes us. We'll see what kind of tweets I get. And I do want to be thankful also to people that have listened. And I will talk about that as the show continues. So definitely want to make sure that I get that out there, because I am very serious about this. And I don't know if you think it might. Oh, there's Sam Darnold with the pick. See, and it's to the one that better not be in. I need a Kyren touchdown. Come on, baby.
So I need Jaxon Smith-Njigba in the worst way, and he's got nothing for me.
I mean, Darnold. If Darnold doesn't, not if he doesn't win this game, but he's going to find himself in that same position. I don't know. Sometimes we crown these guys just because, like when Geno Smith won Comeback Player of the Year, even though he didn't come back from anything, he just was terrible, and then he didn't play for a few years, and then he played and played fine. We treated it like he was, you know, they wrote me off, I didn't write back. Sam Darnold, he leaves New York. He had a decent year with Minnesota. He was getting MVP talk because they were winning, but I don't know that he's reached the level of what we think that he has. I don't know, and I don't want to read too much into just one pass that I saw out of the corner of my eye watching on my laptop here, but I guess I just did that. But what I was saying about the listeners is this show is ending, and yes, that means my and Carlos's Odyssey Infinity Sports Network. Was that Quorum?
As if you're ahead of me, so I don't know.
As if this day couldn't get any worse.
Oh, yeah, that's not Kyren.
Oh, my God. Come on.
I should have picked him up, man. I had the opportunity. I don't know if he made that, though.
I'm looking at his... He's in. Yeah, he got in. His arm extends before his butt goes down.
Yeah, okay, because that's what I saw. I saw the ass cheek go down.
Mm-hmm.
I could say ass. We're safe harbor, and I'm not dumping anything today. Just don't drop any MF bombs.
Yeah, well, you keep saying safe harbor. I don't know what that means.
Technically, after the hours of like 10 p.m. Eastern to like 4 a.m., 5 a.m. or something like that, we're not supposed to get fined by the FCC if something gets through, but people just naturally want to dump it. And I get it. You know, if it's questionable, I'd rather get rid of it. But we're supposedly safe, which is why it's called safe harbor. You're in radio. Learn your profession.
Then how come the one time that a listener maybe said the S word, they did a full-on FBI investigation trying to track it down?
Because nobody understands how the FCC and all of its rules and regulations work. We're just naturally instinctive. Oh, my God! Children might be listening at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the point of safe harbor. You know, theoretically speaking, all the people that would be offended by these scary words should already be asleep, so you should be okay. But, you know, everybody just errs on the side of caution. So don't go too crazy. But if I'm going to say ass, I'm going to say ass. And I might say ass 20 more times.
Was that the time that they were looking for the word and they couldn't find it, and then you and I looked for the word and we did find it, and then we pretended like we didn't find it?
Well, here's the thing. They were looking at one day. It was actually on another day. So I'm like, you didn't ask me about that other day. You asked me about this day. So no, and nothing actually dropped on this day. So I didn't lie to you. I gave you what you were looking for. You were just looking in the wrong place.
But was that also the time I said, hey, just to be safe, go edit it out of the podcast?
And I did. It's not what you know, it's what you can prove. If you haven't seen Training Day, go watch it.
What is this, your guy's last day or something? As a matter of fact.
It is. Yeah,
go ahead.
I wish you would fire me now on my way out. You can't fire me, I quit.
All right, so to wrap up the first of our 12 final segments here, what I've been alluding to say is we are we're not, the show is ending. The show is ending. And it's very easy to make this about us and to make this about me. It's very, very easy to do that. And there will be times where it sounds like that is exactly what I'm doing, but that is not the intention. Because, and I'll say more on this later, but this doesn't happen without people listening to the show. And this has been a call-in heavy, listener-heavy show. And every show I've ever done has been, because you guys are the ones listening. This is your product as much as it's ours. Now, if I was doing TV or something different or some other kind of radio, maybe it's different. But ever since I've been in radio, we have stressed that we have a phone number. So if they're going to give me a phone number, I'm going to give it out, and then I'm going to take calls. You know, I might take calls too long, or I might take too many calls. And I'm saying the only way that you're ever going to get me to not take calls on a radio show is if there is no call-in number. Because I grew up, you know, that's the kind of interaction that I listen to. That's the kind of stuff that I think is very secure with radio and very, that's not the word, but very unique to radio. Secure. Very unique to radio. And so that's the kind of show that I wanted to do. And I think a lot of people have responded to that. And we thank you, everybody that has reached out. So we are saying goodbye to you as much as you are saying goodbye to us. And I do want to stress that for all the nice messages and calls that have been coming in and that we have received and have responded to, and most, you know, we're trying, it is a two-way street. You know, I don't just read these and say, I mean, I tell my parents about some of the stuff, you guys. I tell my wife, like, I can't believe that it's been very, it's weird. It's weird to then just like walk around, you know, cause there's something here. And then, you know, you just go out shopping and you're like, eh, whatever. I'm just here at the mall. No one cares, but it is a two-way street. And so that is the late night stuff that I talked about from a radio standpoint, but from a connection standpoint, this has only been 2 years of this show in this time slot. But it does feel like we've put in a lot more equity each way than that. You know, because when you're listening to a radio show that's 20 hours a week, and if you drive, even if you get 5 hours a week, that's still a good chunk of time to be spending with somebody. You know, you might try to get in touch with one of your friends and then you sit down with them for a 3-hour dinner. You don't see them again for another year and a half. We have spent a lot of time together both that way and this way. So that is what I want to make sure that is explained and exemplified. That's not the word either, but that's what I want to make sure is the focus tonight, is that, yes, Carlos and I will not be on the air tomorrow, but that's not the only thing that's changing. It's we're not going to be with you and you're not going to be with us. So I want to make that clear. That is the thing that makes me, that is the thing that bums me out the most about what is happening and how this went down. 888-710-4ISN, that is the phone number, 888-710-4476. Plenty more to get into. There are a few things that I would like to hammer on this final show, this final episode. I think the thing I will probably hammer on the most sports-wise, unless you guys have different questions, is basically I just need to complain about everyone who complains about the college football playoff. I don't know if it will move the needle in any way, but I am just so fed up, and it does seem like I am standing there as an avalanche, a snowball's rolling down the hill, and I'm standing there just waiting to get crushed, because whatever I say and whatever I try to say about it, it's not going to work, because eventually we're going to have a 4-team playoff with 3 teams from the SEC and Ohio State. That is what everybody wants in college football, so why not just give it to them? We'll have Alabama, Georgia, and then an SEC third-place team. They can play it out all year. Ohio State will get in, and then we will just have the playoff. That's what the people that cover the sport want to see. You, the viewer, be damned. 888-710-4476. This is The Bart Winkler Show. Oh, no. He's wearing a green shirt. Just typed in shocked Muppet. It's a green guy.
But you just said it's not a Muppet.
Just type in shocked Muppet and it will come up. It's like a monkey Muppet.
Stand by. We're doing it now. And I want everybody to know that I'm typing this in.
Shocked I'm looking Muppet. On what I'm going to call Twitter. Twitter.
That's Beaker. He's a Muppet.
No, not Beaker. All right. I see that one too.
And then I see Kermit, who is like the most famous Muppet of all time.
I'm going to go talk to people that have called in now, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I guess. While I keep looking at Muppets that you don't say are Muppets.
It's like a monkey.
This is the Bart Winkler Show.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
There is no way on God's green earth that we have a read tonight, is there?
We probably do, but I haven't looked.
I mean, if they paid for it, we're going to say it.
Yeah, sure. Know? But, you know, if I miss it and I'm busy, because I am, there is only one person driving this spaceship, what are they going to do? Dock my pay? Actually, you know what? I still need that pay. So
I could just read all the reads I have saved.
I'm almost sure it is... what the hell is it? I'm almost sure it's Hyundai. I was going to say Navy Federal, but that's Tuesdays. I'm almost sure it's Hyundai, but let me double check because maybe they haven't paid their bills.
Are you sure it's not? This MLS game preview is brought to you by Lowe's.
Oh, we haven't done that in a while. The MLS season's over.
Oh.
You do know Inter Miami won the MLS Cup, right? Newsflash for everybody who doesn't care about soccer. Leo Messi and Inter Miami won the MLS Cup by defeating Vancouver, which I didn't even know Vancouver had a team until a couple weeks ago when NYCFC got knocked out by Miami. And I'm like, okay, who are they going to play? So there's your MLS preview, sponsored by nobody because they didn't pay for it this week.
Did he win the FIFA Peace Prize or was that somebody else?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, I gotta look that up, who won the prestigious FIFA Peace Prize. I think this is right. This portion of the show is brought to you by the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. Learn how it's so much more than just another SUV at HyundaiUSA.com. I drive a Hyundai.
You do?
I do. Santa Fe Sport is what I drive.
Oh, look at you springing for the sport package as I'm looking to find out where the hell those reads were.
Yeah, I bought it. It's paid off, and it's got about 85,000 miles on it. And now I'm going to drive it until it doesn't work.
Gotcha. Well, I want you to know that Hyundai just got free sponsorship because we had no reads tonight.
Oh. But the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance.
They got their two spots already. We paid for them. We got paid.
They get double because we tried to read it at the same time.
They probably docked it. And they're like, oh, what the hell was that? We're not paying for that.
All right. Speaking of sponsors. This is hashtag not a sponsor. Tuesday night, we talked about the Chiefs not making the playoffs. And that was a show storyline being wrapped up. You know, it's kind of fun doing a last show, actually. I mean, it's going to suck when it's over.
Oh, no consequences radio.
It's fun. This is fun, but it's going to be over. But then, because you're realizing this is the last time you're going to do it. And It's kind of sad, but it's fun, but, you know, whatever. Okay, that's why the last meal is usually so good. Because you're like, oh, wow, I get to, wow. And then you're like, oh, well, that's because I'm never going to eat again. The Chiefs didn't make the playoffs. That was Carlos's prediction. And we got to talk about it because they got eliminated last week. We got to talk about it. Someone that I've been rallying against, who was on this network prior and was on today with Gelby. I thought Gelb had a great show. If you missed any of it, a lot of old faces coming back. That was a great idea and pulled off very well by the boys. But I've been hard on Doug Gottlieb because he's been on radio and coaching. Last night, he decides to step away from radio, at least for now, to focus on coaching. So that's a show storyline wrapped up. Unfortunately, there's one show storyline that lingers. Remember back around, I call it Halloween. A lot of people say Halloween because that's how it's pronounced. But remember when I said I bought a banana costume that looked like a wiener? My kid was going to go as a chicken and I was going to go as a banana. And I put on the, because of this chicken banana, remember that week? So I put the banana on and the bottom of the banana just goes boing, 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 boing. And I'm like, I cannot wear this around the neighborhood. I can't wear this around kids. So I tried to take it back to Spirit Halloween. And they said, oh, no. Today's the last day for or whatever. They told me one thing about returns. And then they told me one more thing about rebates. And basically, I was getting kind of yanked around by Spirit Halloween. So finally, I was able to get a package and a self-return address stamped envelope thing, a packing slip, to send it back and get my money back. And they said, yeah, that'll be in 7 days. And then it wasn't. And then they said 7 to 21 days. And then now it's December 18th. And I sent them a note again. And they told me, we want to assure you we are actively working on processing the refund for your order. And you can. And so they're not going to give me my $50 back is basically how that one is going to conclude. So do I recommend Ethos Life? Absolutely, I do. Do I recommend Hyundai? Absolutely, I do. Do I recommend Spirit Halloween? I will personally never go to one again. So if you want to, I've laid out what happened to me. You are free to go about your way the way you want.
Party City is on the line. They're interested in doing a sponsorship going forward.
Wasn't there like not a Spirit Halloween, but like a Halloween something like it, Halloween Joy or something?
I've
like
never heard of that in my life. I do know what Party City is, so if, you know.
Party City.
Sponsorship opportunity.
Yeah, if anyone wants to sponsor the last hour of the show, you can just Venmo me.
Yeah, if anybody wants to just flat out send me money, I will post my number for Zelle. I don't care. Or maybe my email. I don't care about my email.
If anyone wants, how much money do you think I could make? If anyone wants to have their business on a national read, you just Venmo me $100, send me the read, and then I'll get your message on 150 stations. Is that illegal, though, kind of, I think? I think that's called payola. But I'm not getting anything in return, just the money.
Yeah. I mean, I would do it. My DMs are open. Wink, wink.
I mean, nobody in sales ever worked to sell this show, so I might as well sell it on my own.
I can't even tell you what Soulless Face's name is in sales. I don't think they actually exist. Mm-hmm. Which is why we're being merged and repackaged. And sales did a great job.
Hold on. Kyron's in there, and they throw to Puka. Puka touchdown. Rams are going to go up 15, maybe 16, maybe 17.
Thank God I'm not facing him. Can we get some Smith and Jigba points, please?
Rayson's in Oregon. Rayson, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bart.
Hey, man.
Really sad for the last show. I'm really gonna miss you.
I'll miss you too, bud. You got a lot of listening ahead of you.
We want to talk about the Oregon Ducks, and so I'm going to the playoff game, and I think it's gonna be really fun. And I think that if we win, we could have a good shot at the national championship.
But you got to think that they're going to just destroy James Madison, right? Like, right?
Yeah, we're going to kill him.
Yeah.
But I think that we're going to play Texas Tech next, and then It's either Alabama or Oklahoma, up it's Indiana, and Georgia makes it all the way. It could be a good shot at the national championship.
Well, that'll be a fun ride. Enjoy the game. That is what, Saturday afternoon or evening?
Yes, like close to like 4:30 on the West Coast.
All right, so it's the night one. All right. Well, enjoy the game, bud. It's been good talking to you.
Yay. Good luck.
That's see ya. Yeah, thank you. Racing in Oregon. That's Yay. that is the problem with any college football defending of these group of five teams, and now they want to have next year the group of six because the Pac-12's kind of back. They want to have their own bowl system, or at least they being the powers that be. And I'll mention the Nick Saban thing in a minute because he's, you know, I just can't. I've actually run out of words. I've talked about college football and how much I hate this process because I love college football. That it's almost good that this is the final show because I have run out of words of disdain for what is going on with the conversation around the sport more than anything. 888-710-4476. Are we going to Marco Belletti? I heard you're in rough shape.
I'm here, Bart. I'm here just for you.
Are you kidding me?
I actually don't feel this bad, but my voice is completely shot.
They told me it was bad. I didn't know it was this bad.
I'm hoping that it'll get through the night. I apologize in advance to everyone that is going to have to listen to this. I'm sure this is not what you want to hear on the radio. I'm doing the best I can, but it's shot. There's nothing there.
I'll read one for you if you want.
Yeah, send me a script.
What script?
Oh, do you just look at scores and talk?
Yeah. You think there's more to this than that? That's it, man. This is off the top of my head.
No, because there's been guys that, because I've done updates before. I'm like Nick Wright to Pablo Torre. I've done it once. I can do it. But he would like write out a script, and then there'd be times that I forgot the, you know, I'd look at the, and, oh, the 76ers beat the Nuggets. And, blah, 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 and, you know, you get through it. Okay, I'm okay. Geez. Wow. All right. Can we make it shorter? Do you need it to be shorter?
I wish I could, but unfortunately it's timed out. Like that's the time. I can't, you can maybe hear some music instead of me talking. That's possible as I go, you know, die in a corner, but, no, we can't go any shorter.
No, just do pull a piece of Schwartz. Just no, get no, out no, no, 40
no.
seconds early.
No. I mean. Do we have to do the update?
Yes.
Why?
Wait, you want to fire me faster? You want to get rid of me sooner? I got
going
two
away in a
left.
Week anyway. No. You'll get paid.
Oh, well, gee, thanks.
I'm just like, let's make it easy for you.
Yeah, I think the timing, excuse me, I think the timing needs to be done. So you can hear music and I could just not talk if everybody wants to go with that. Hey, show of hands.
I can't just
go
90 seconds. I just can't go 90 seconds more?
And not give the update. Sure, you could do that. Do you want to read the sponsor? That's the only thing I have to.
Oh, yeah, I would read the sponsor and just make sure it's.
Go ahead, and you could play the music that needed for Carlos for your timing wise.
I mean, I don't know if it works like that. I don't know if it's something like the affiliates need the update or like I really don't know.
Well,
if the affiliates needed the update, we would be here on the 29th, Carlos. Okay,
I was going to say define
very
need.
True.
Yeah. This whole new network's going to start without updates completely. So I don't know about need.
Good point.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't need to be done.
Yeah, if the affiliates needed the update, people could just look at the scores on their phone. Sorry to bust the bubble. Yeah,
probably why the updates are going away.
You know, see, again, why you guys got to, you know, I'm already going out.
I shouldn't be making you talk, yeah.
I'm going out with a whimper. Do you have to kick me in the nether regions while I'm going out? I almost went through.
Here is the all-important, perfectly timed update from Marco Belletti.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is the most confusing thing about this job and this process is that is an unbelievable, gracious thing that Corey did, that sister did. And it just, it makes you so emotional, and it's like, how do you, my question is, how do I put that on a resume when I apply to be the media specialist at a Batteries Plus? You know what I'm saying? It's like all this stuff, the call last night where he's like, yeah, I was in the hospital and this guy next to me was listening. And then he's like, you want me to turn it down? I go, no, I actually like this. And then they bonded over the show.
Oh, yes, I'd like to work community relations for the rec department.
Well, you don't have experience. Well, I'm stuck. It's the dichotomy of this job and trying to work if you're not promised radio after it. So that's what I'm struggling with, if you must know. Rob is in Connecticut, 888-710-4476.
Bart, oh, captain, my captain. I am so saddened. I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I'm like, distraught. You guys made me feel so good about sports radio whenever I listen to you guys. Carlos with the K, and you guys are just like a pair. I mean, I can't even find the words. You know, I mean, it was just a great pleasure. You guys are my eyes. You know that I'm legally blind, so you guys always, like, made it easy for me to see the games through your voices, you know, and it's been a pleasure catching up with you, listening to you talk about your son and the stories that you had, and it's I'm just like, I don't know what I'm going to do, you know? It's like, now it's like, where am I going to, how am I going to follow Bart, you know? It's hard for me to go on podcasts. I'm just basically a radio listener, you know? And it's going to be difficult, you know? You guys are awesome. I mean, Zach Gelb, I mean, Dave Shepard. I mean, it's disappointing. And I really hate to see you guys go. Hopefully somewhere down the road, I pay attention and I'll be able to catch up with you, Bart, but you are outstanding. Yeah, absolute. You're 100% outstanding. You're a great guy. You're a family man. You're everything. Carlos with the K, he's funny. Other than that, I don't know what else to say other than go Buffalo, because Kansas City is not in our way this year, buddy.
Yeah, Bart, thank you for playing that call from that gentleman from your, you said it was a radio show, but I just don't see how that is going to help us with our vision and our ideas here at Capital City Bank and Trust. Thanks for your application, and, you know, best luck in the future. Rob, you know what? That bump, that, like, I appreciate that. I do appreciate you, telling us, you know, that you are blind, and for us to say that our, you know, that was a great line, that our voices are your vision, by the way. But yeah, that's like when people say, hey, how can I follow you or whatever? And, you know, there's different ways, but it's not ever going to be the same. You know, it's just not going to be the same. And for you, I mean, this is, it's very, you turn on the radio and you have us. And I just, you're one of the like top three guys I think of when I think of like how bummed out I am about this.
Gee, thank you very much. I appreciate you. Really, seriously, from the bottom of my heart, it's like you guys become family to me. You know, everybody on the radio station becomes family, you know, and it's not easy. You know, when I heard about a week ago that this whole change was happening, I was just like, oh, man. Now I got to change my phone number.
Yeah.
You know, so I wish you well. I mean, I always think about you when the Green Bay Packers are playing and anything that has to do with Milwaukee. And, of course, I think about Carlos with the K, with the G-Men and the Cubs. But we'll maybe from somewhere down the road we'll cross paths again on the radio. I'll pay attention and find out to see what takes place. But I wish you nothing but the best, and keep being the best father you can to your son.
Well, Rob, I appreciate you. You know that. I do appreciate you.
I appreciate you too as well. Thank you, Carlos with the K. Thank you, Bart. Thank you, Marco. Everybody at Infinity Sports Network, you've been my vision. Thank you.
Thanks. That's Rob in Connecticut. And I'll say what I said last night. Rick in Toronto had called, and he said, all right, probably won't talk to you tomorrow. Have a good life, which is very Rick in Toronto of him. But it's also like Rick in Toronto, Rob in Connecticut. There are not like I may still be able to interact with people that choose to find us and interact, but that's very likely the last time I will ever talk to Rob in Connecticut. And isn't that just a bummer? I mean, that is the human side of this, that he's clearly been impacted by the station and I've been impacted by him. And for it to just go away, talking about sports, talking about kids, talking about, I remember talking about watching games with his dad. And it's not going to be there. It's the harsh reality of, I mean, I know this business. I know getting into it. I know how it works, but I don't know that I ever realized that would sting me as much as it does. And how can you know what you don't know? But that's Rob, I love you. You know that. And hopefully we can talk again somewhere down the line. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Since we're watching it, Seahawks had a punt return for a touchdown and they just got the ball back, it looks like, again. Getting interesting in Seattle late. We'll be back. It is the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.